your word tonight. Tailor your word, Father God, to fit every individual need that's in this place and for those who are watching YouTube, Facebook, however they may be watching. Minister to them, speak to them, Father, through your word. And I thank you, Father, for using me for your glory. And I give you the glory for all that you do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. You know, in what I was about to say, and in the time that we're living in, well, it's always been that way, but especially now, we must make sure those of us that are ministers and teachers, you know, you don't necessarily have to be in the fivefold ministry, but if you teach the word of God, even witnessing to others about Jesus Christ. But from the standpoint of a minister, pastor, so forth, one thing that I must make sure, and we should all do this, make sure that is that we preach the whole counsel of God. Amen. Preach the whole counsel of God. And I understand that within the body of Christ, God does have specialists. What I mean by specialists, he has some that focus a lot on one area, emphasize more one area. I'll use this for an example, faith. Faith. Matter of fact, I heard the late Kenneth E. Hagin say that God told him to go teach his people faith. And of course, that's what he did. He taught faith. But if any of you familiar with his ministry, he taught faith, and he was I call him a faith specialist. He knew faith. But that ain't all he taught. That's not all he taught. Books out there right now that he authored. There are faith books out there and videos, audios, faith books, faith messages. But there's also healing messages. We need to walk by faith. We must walk by faith. We understand that it's impossible to please God if we don't walk by faith. Amen. But healing must be preached, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you hear the word of God concerning healing, guess what? Faith for healing comes. But he also have messages out there, not just on faith or on healing, but on devils. How many of you know there are devils out there? And more and more people are opening up to them every day. But there are devils, and we in the body of Christ need to understand and know how they work. We need The Bible tells us we are not supposed to be ignorant to the devil's devices. Now, if you're ignorant to his devices, he can sneak things in on you. So we must learn about him, know his ways, learn what the Bible has to say. Amen?
Amen.
And then, you know, as believers, you know, we need to know about finances. Finances is not an evil word.
Right.
Amen. God wants us to know his will concerning finances.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you right now, God does not want you poor. Let me say that again. God does not want you poor. Say this with me. Say, God does not want me poor.
God does not want me poor.
Say it again.
God does not want me poor.
Amen. Jesus said, give, and it would be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But let me ask you a question. I think you can answer this. This is a real easy question. How can you give if you don't have anything to give? Amen. So if you're going to have something to give, if you're going to give, that means you need to have something to give. We are blessed to be a blessing. So if you're going to be a blessing, you have to first be blessed. You have to have something to give. We have to have a blessing to give. I'm talking about the whole counsel of God. Hallelujah. And then there is a love among the brethren and love for all men and women. That's scripture. We don't want to be unbalanced. But we want to be balanced believers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Here's another one. This is scriptural. Forsaking evil and seeking after righteousness. Getting that flesh under. That's scripture, you know. Praise the name of the Lord. We must preach the whole counsel of God, and that's what I'm endeavoring to do as a minister, as a teacher. I want to teach the whole counsel of God. I don't want, when you walk out these doors and walk out among other people, I don't want you to be like this. Well, what do you mean? You're unbalanced. I want you to be level, balanced in every area of the Word of God. Hallelujah. You know how to believe God to get your needs met, but you don't walk in love. Amen. Y'all still here? Now, I've been ministering to you concerning Christianity and the church, and I want to jump back in there for a few minutes. I probably won't be that long. Hallelujah. Well, that certainly weren't Gabriel. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm looking forward to that trumpet sounding, though. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ must be ready. Amen. Now, let's go back to 1 Peter, the first chapter. 1 Peter, the first chapter. And I'll begin reading at verse 23. Listen to what it says. Now, I've read this to you before. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Now, I'm going to skip verse 24. Let's look at verse 25. It says, but the word of the Lord endures forever. You see that? Oh, glory to God. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Hallelujah. Now, we've covered a couple of different areas in the last two sessions that we were together. But I want you to turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 16 again. We've been here, but I wanted to go back again. 16th chapter of Matthew. 16th chapter of Matthew. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you here?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, hold your place there in Matthew. I want you, and the Lord just brought this to me, go to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Just hold your place there in Matthew. Ephesians, the sixth chapter. And I'll just begin reading. You're probably familiar with this, but I'll begin reading at verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Now, I want you to take this personal tonight, will you?
Yes.
Amen. Let me read it to you again. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, this is talking to us. Are you listening? Yeah. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in what? In the evil day, and having done what?
Oh.
See, That's the point that I'm making to you. God's telling us, you do all it takes to stand. You hear me? You do all it takes to stand. Hallelujah. Do all, whatever it takes to stand, you do it. Glory to God. 13 again. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able. You see that? I think I need to read this again because I think some of you missed it. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Let that speak to you for a moment. What the Word of God is telling us, listen to me real close, if we don't take up the whole armor of God, we will not be able to stand in some areas of attack. You know, we need to do a spiritual evaluation, I guess I can say it that way. Do a checkup on ourselves. Find out where we're weak and strengthen those areas. Hallelujah. Strengthen those areas. Therefore, I'm still at verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, having spent time in prayer, having spent time in the presence of God, having spent time in the Word of God, having spent time in church under the Word of God, hearing the Word of God. Are you still with me? Doing what you know to do. And so the Word of God tells us, once you've done that, then you are to what? Stand. Because you can stand because you know he's got my back. You know how you know God's got your back? Well, let's read on. Verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. I've asked God years ago, and I stand by this. Lord Jesus, I stand by this. Father, help me to never, ever, ever believe a lie. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. How about you? Because Jesus said, we shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Make us free or set us free. Both are correct. It's the truth that sets us free. Hallelujah. So having done all to stand, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And this is telling us how we are to stand. Above all, taking what? Hallelujah. Because when you are standing and you have done all to stand, the devil will still try to convince you that he can whip you. Amen. I said amen. And let me tell you something. If he tempted Jesus, he's going to tempt us. Jesus had done everything he needed to do to stand. What did he do? He stood. He stood in the authority of God's word, and he put the devil to flight. Amen. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able, listen at this, which you will be able to quench some, to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Hallelujah. And take the helmet of salvation and sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. I've read this for, I might as well read the next verse or two, or at least the next verse. Praying, you see that? Praying, how?
Always
with all prayer. That's all types of prayer. Praying in English, praying in other tongues. Praying, glory to God. I'm so glad that we can pray anytime. We can pray out loud. We can pray under our breath. If you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you can pray in other tongues. You can pray in the shower. You can pray while you drive. And I hope you do that.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because he's ever with us. I say he is ever with us. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Hallelujah. I'll stop right there. Do whatever it takes to stand. Do what the Word of God says. And then stand. Hallelujah. Are you there? Now, let's go back to Matthew chapter 16. You should be there already. And we've been here before. Verse 13 says, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Now, words are powerful. Words are powerful. Jesus asked them a question. Who do you say that I am? Because let me tell you something. It is important what you think about Jesus. It's important who you think he is. it's important that you know the truth. So he says, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You see that? Upon this, Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Against it. Against it. The church. The church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against you or me. Aren't we the church? Aren't we the church? And the church, listen to this, the church is victorious because of who they know and the revelation that he gives. You grab that? If you're going to do everything it takes to stand, you better know something. And you better know someone. And you better know his word. But you also better know that the gates of hell will not prevail against you if you will stand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, I'll go on a few more minutes. Having said all that, I want to give you some scriptures. We'll read them. That I think is very important. So I'll probably go pretty fast here. There's some basic things that we as believers must stand on, and we must never move away from. Amen. We must always believe that Jesus came down from heaven. He was sent by the Father. He came down from heaven. He was sent by the Father. Matter of fact, Jesus himself said in John chapter 6, verse 38, I'm going to try to go through these a little faster. And you can just write them down and study them later. In John chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus himself said, I have come down from heaven to not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Amen. He said, I was sent from heaven to do the will of my Father. Number two, and most of you know these, but some folks really don't. Maybe some folks just watching. don't. Number two, this is important. These are important things. Number two, he was born of a virgin. You hear me? Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14 says, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew 1, 23, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Luke chapter 1, verse 27, just have to write them down because I'm moving rather fast. Luke chapter 1, verse 27, a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 35, we'll skip down to 35. And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. See, there's some things that we believe that we must never move away from. It's been asked, well, how in the world can a man be born of a virgin? Well, we do know with God all things are possible. And with God nothing is impossible. Amen. And so we just read it. I hope you wrote it down. I've told you this before, but not everybody knows this. But I'll repeat it again. And by the way, God outsmarted the devil anyway. But we all have a dad, earthly dad, don't we? You may not know him, or he may no longer be on the earth, but we all had an earthly dad. Amen. Jesus didn't have an earthly dad. God was his father. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost. And God is so good. I say God is so good. He outsmarted the devil. Jesus had a heavenly connection and he had an earthly connection. He had the heavenly connection through his heavenly Father. He had an earthly connection through Mary. If Jesus would have just dropped down out of heaven and said, I've come to save my people, the devil would have cried, foul, foul, foul. You're breaking your own laws. But you know what? God says, I'm going to deliver my people through a man that's born of a woman. Oh, hallelujah. And any man born of a woman have a right to be here. Jesus was born of a woman, and he had every right to be here, but yet he was born without sin. God was his father and still is. And he's the only one, listen to me, he's the only one that ever lived that can set us free from sin, that can set us free from the bondage of the devil. Only one. Why? Because he was born of a woman, but God was his heavenly father. If Joseph had been his biological dad, then Jesus himself would have needed a savior. You still here? Amen. He himself would have needed a savior. But because of the goodness of God, because of the wisdom of God. The devil never thought it was going to happen that way. He never thought that. And by the way, let me say this, and then we'll move on just a few more minutes. Let me say this. Jesus died, and he did not stay dead. He rose again. He is alive. You hear me? He is alive forevermore. Y'all still here?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we're going to move on into some other things, but let me say this. The third thing is he lived a sinless life. And I told you that. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God. I want to read you one more, and we'll quit, and then we'll go back into this. Don't move away from this, folks. Don't move away from this. He did die on the cross, and he rose again. Philippians chapter 2, begin at verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That's a place to shout hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's never move away from the truth of the gospel. Amen. I got some more I'll share with you later, but right now, I think I'm going to close it out for this evening. And I read a lot, but go home and open your Bibles and read those verses above them, below them, and just let the Spirit of God minister to you. Will you do that? Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now. For your word, we thank you, Father, for the liberty and the